7:47. Bob and James on a Thursday.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Nice. Beautiful days here, man.
That it is.
Want to give us your Mr. Rogers impression?
I never remember how I do it, I'll be honest with you.
No.
It just pops into my head.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, man.
See, I don't even say that part.
I know you don't.
What do I say? I say, hello, everybody. That's the thing, I guess.
Okay. You can do that, too. You just crack me up every time I hear that, James. So I do
my best.
I know. Yeah. Hey, you want some Wyoming history today?
Sure.
Courtesy of Celebrations and Commemorations calendar from the Wyoming Historical Society. It is on this date in 1971, a campaign is commenced to save the Ivinson Mansion in Laramie, which is now the Laramie Plains Museum. It was 1971.
Very cool.
1885, a Sundance newspaper noted that it was so cold chickens are standing on one leg. There's some top-notch reporting right there.
Very cold.
Like it. Remember when we were talking about arc lights, carbon arc spotlights?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that. I got an email from a friend of ours, James, who is a very avid listener, and we appreciate that. And he stated that back in, I think he was your math teacher, Richard Urbachka.
Mr. Urbachka. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Urbachka.
When you said it was somebody... When you started saying that, that was the first person I thought of.
So we'll just call you out, Rich. I'm sure he'll be okay. So Rich sent me an email. We were talking about those lights. He said he, back in the mid to late 1960s, he worked for Ross Campbell, who owned and maintained repairing the Weill Theater and current Centennial Theaters. And he also owned theaters, actually, in Denver. I also ran one of the two spotlights he had at All-American Indian Days. This was in the later 60s. One of the lights was illuminated by a very high wattage bulb. It still wasn't nearly as powerful as the other, a carbon arc spotlight. The carbon arc light had two carbon rods in opposition, each connected to the electrical power source. You had to adjust them end to end until they almost touched, and this would start an arc from the burning carbon rods.
Right.
Jesus, is this OSHA approved?
Yeah, no kidding.
This highly intense bright arc made the spot amazingly bright, and the spot needed a housing with a small chimney to exhaust the burning rods. And he said that after the All-American Indian Days program was over, we would turn off the spots until jeers came from the indigenous people because they wanted to keep playing their drums and continue dancing in those spotlights during All-American Indian Days back in the 60s. So he shared that. I wanted to share it with everybody else. And so we love hearing from our listeners that have, listened to the show every day and given us tidbits. So thank you, Rich. Date book today. It's the 12th day of February. Wow. Cruising, man. Hey.
Flying by.
Tina Louise. She was Ginger on Gilligan's Island. Now, you wouldn't know this. Maybe you did if you haven't seen an old show, Gilligan's Island. You ever seen Gilligan's Island? The old TV show?
The most connection that I have with Gilligan's Island is I believe I went to a putt-putt place in Oklahoma that was named after Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
That was the extent of what I knew about Gilligan's.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was probably a picture of Tina Louise there.
It's very possible.
And she was Ginger on Gilligan's Island. She is 92 today.
Okay.
Congrats, Tina. Sheryl Crow, 64 today. Politician, reality TV star, Sarah Palin, used to be governor of Alaska, 62 today. Arsenio Hall is 70. And author Judy Blume is 88. 1879, New York City's Madison Square Garden, the first artificial ice rink in North America, opened on this date.
Cool.
It was in 1892, former President Abraham Lincoln's birthday was declared a national holiday. Now, remember, we have Washington's birthday on Monday.
Yep.
Okay.
When did we start calling it Washington's birthday? I thought it was just President's Day.
That was President's Day, too. I don't know. Well, this is Washington's birthday.
Okay. So. I thought it was
President's Day, Washington's birthday. I think it's just a free-for-all.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you call it, the post office will not be open, along with probably many of the financial institutions. So there you go. And it is also Lost Penny Day.
Okay.
I saw a penny in our parking lot the other day. James, I picked it up. I was going to bring it in to you.
You know what I would have done with that?
You know what? And you,
I probably would have thrown it away.
Do you know what I would say to you?
You'd say you're a penny richer.
There you go, James. Very good.
And I'd say, not anymore, and I threw it in the trash can.
All right. Can't throw coins in a trash can.
The government doesn't even want them anymore.
They don't.
I mean, what are we talking about?
That's true. They don't. It is Be Electrific today. Electrific.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know
along
what that
with
means.
The arc spotlight there. Be Electrific. Darwin Day. We'll probably see some Darwin Awards.
Mm-hmm. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Plum Pudding Day. I don't know if I've ever had any plum pudding. You?
I don't think so. Okay. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, no. Well, you haven't? Okay.
Plum pudding? No.
Okay. You probably wouldn't like it, James.
I mean,
you're
that's
so picky. It's Inventor's Day today. Be an inventor. Did you ever invent anything?
No. Okay. No, I don't know. I don't have the mind for that.
Okay. Latte Day. Hey, have a latte.
Sure.
Yeah. Make a friend day. Why not?
Absolutely.
And shut in visitation day. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The latest figures show, James, 1% of the people control over 80% of the world's wealth. Wow.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't a high percentage. I didn't realize it was one.
It's a low percentage.
It's low percentage. You like hot dogs?
Yeah, who doesn't like hot dogs?
I can only eat hot dogs during, for some reason, when I'm
events?
Camping.
Really? That's it? You can't do it like at a baseball game or something?
No, I'll have a burger or pretzel with cheese
on
it.
If I'm at the ball field or something, I'll have a hot dog.
You have a hot
dog. That's usually...
Okay.
That's like the place that I think of when I think of hot dogs.
Los Angeles residents consume more hot dogs than any other city.
Well, yeah, they got the Dodger dog over there.
Yeah, 27.8 million pounds. Oof.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's the Dodger dog. That's swaying the numbers a little bit. It's like a foot long, so they're cheating.
Oh, yeah. You're right. On Independence Day, Americans enjoy 150 million plus hot dogs.
Dang.
And during the peak of hot dog season, which is Memorial Day to Labor Day, we will all consume 7 billion.
It's a lot.
You know, I just think of the the label.
On a hot dog?
On a hot dog. And that's what just totally grosses me out. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's just a bunch of stuff put together.
Yeah, you got that right. Just a bunch of stuff thrown together.
This way, that's kind of what ground beef is. It's just ground down things, a ground down cow put together.
Right. Well, there's different, you know, I buy the lean. If I really want a good burger, though, I may get a little more fat in there. You know, nothing wrong with that. It's all moderation, right?
True.
Okay.
Can't disagree with that.
I know. 5-year-old boy in China developed a persistent cough, occurred after exercising at night. They couldn't figure it out until they finally took him to the doctor and said, x-ray this kid, find out what's going on. Oh, there was a tiny Lego lodged in his lung.
Yep. That is common.
Okay. Trivia.
Unfortunately.
I know. Right? Trivia. Here's some geography trivia. Australia is wider than the moon.
True.
You got it.
That is true, which is really weird to think about.
I know. Australia is 2,485 miles across. The moon diameter, 2,112. The majority of Canadians live south of Seattle.
True.
Due to the shape of the continent, the most densely populated part of Canada, the Windsor-Quebec corridor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody wants to go to the Arctic Circle up there.
Canada has the longest. There's something about the Arctic Circle in here. Yeah. A major FedEx hub is Anchorage, Alaska, because the curvature of the Earth flying over the top of the globe is the shortest route between Asia and North America.
Yep. So a lot of whenever you're looking at airport like flights, they all go, if you're traveling more than likely across the ocean, if you're going, you know, over the pond or whatever, they'll fly up instead of, you know, direct.
Right. That's cool.
It's just faster.
Yeah. Canada has the longest coastline in the world.
Are you asking me true or false?
True or false?
I would say that's false. Well, no, that might be true. That's probably true.
Yes.
The Arctic Ocean.
125,000 miles. It's not even close. Right. Oh, man.
It's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of coastal line there. Maine borders exactly one state.
Yeah, true. Delaware.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. I get those ones mixed up all the time. The Northeast, I can do every state on the map, but the ones that'll trip me up every single time, Delaware, New Hampshire, just that far northeast corner gets me all the time.
So if I put a blank map of the U.S., you can be able to list every state?
Yeah. It'll be.
Do you know how many people that are not able to do that?
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah, again, it'll be the northeast corner that'll trip me up a little bit, and then like the Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas area, like that Midwest area. Sometimes I get a little tripped up on.
Yeah. Maryland has no natural lakes.
True.
Maryland has many.
Okay.
Man-made reservoirs.
Oh, so
no naturally occurring lakes. So you got it right there, buddy. You're on a roll. Maine is the closest point in the U.S. to Africa.
True.
When looking at a globe, not a flat map, the shortest distance from the U.S. to Africa is from the coast of Maine to Morocco.
Isn't that weird to think about?
That is. Interesting. Are we learning something new today? Well, you already knew all this.
Easy peasy.
I know, man. Boy, geography.
I like geography.
I was going to say, geography sounds like your favorite subject.
It's probably not my favorite, but I do like guessing a country every now and again.
So if I put a world map in front of you?
I could do pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I'd do pretty good. There's a couple areas in like the northeast part of, or I guess the southeast part of Europe, like the Chechias, the Czech Republic areas that I would get caught up on for sure. Some of the Middle East countries, I'd definitely get caught up. The middle parts of Africa, I'm not good at. I'm really bad at those. And then the eastern part of Africa, I'm not good at either. But I could do a pretty good job. Western part of Africa, northwest part of Africa, Europe. I could do a pretty good job. I think you'd be surprised.
James, you've already surprised me this morning.
That's what I do. You know, nothing people like to hear more about than somebody talking about a map.
What? Well, I enjoyed it.
There we go.
So there you go. James, he's masterful of geography, everyone. So he's got Swap Shop next hour coming your way. Make your way around. You need a map? James will get you there. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. Have an awesome day, everybody. Beautiful 53 today.